To some politicians, winning's everything, even if our country loses. Like Obamacare, passed along partisan lines. Supporters like Senator Franken didn't read the bill, didn't know what was in it, how it would impact our lives.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
They just wanted to win, and now Americans are losing. Premiums and costs are up, choices are fewer, our plans are canceled. But Senator Franken is still playing politics, supporting Obamacare, even though it's hurting Minnesotans. Call Senator Franken. Tell him America's healthcare isn't a game.
It's 3 a.m., and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a banging at the door. Someone's trying to come in. Your choice will decide who answers that threat. Whether it's someone who already knows how to alert you, scare off intruders, someone tested and familiar with a dangerous world, or someone who can't be bothered, who purrs and stretches in the face of danger. It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want at your door? Paid for by K9 Political Action Committee and the Washington Humane Society.
Is City Controller Alan Butkovitz to blame for Philadelphia's school funding mess? Butkovitz hired 6 politically connected employees using school district money. Worse, on Butkovitz's watch, the school district's $300 million deficit forced neighborhood schools to close. The one choice to root out waste and corruption? Brett Mandel. Brett Mandel is the only Democrat who will fight to get Philadelphia schools the funding they need, making Philadelphia work for us. Brett Mandel for City Controller. There's a lot of noise out there right now, but which candidate is talking about what they will do for Pittsburgh? Only Democrat Jack Wagner. He's kept government honest, strengthened Megan's Law. Jack Wagner has a plan. Good paying jobs, keeping the best and brightest here at home. Safe, green, and clean neighborhoods. UPMC paying its fair share. Fixing city government, modernizing services. A city hall with civility and diversity. Jack Wagner. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? After every election, reality sets in. There are broken promises and disappointments. But duty and honor don't have an election cycle, and every mission must have clear goals and objectives. Barack Obama promised a clear direction for our national security policy. But is America safer today? Or has the national security policy of the past 6 years taken us backwards? 13 years after 9/11, broken promises and no national security strategy have left America vulnerable, and the world a more dangerous place. Mr. President, America is great, but weakness is dangerous. It's time to change course and restore a strong America. Learn more at cv4a.org. After every election, reality sets in. There are broken promises and disappointments. But duty and honor don't have an election cycle, and every mission must have clear goals and objectives. Barack Obama promised a clear direction for our national security policy. But is America safer today? Or has the national security policy of the past 6 years taken us backwards? 13 years after 9/11, broken promises and no national security strategy have left America vulnerable, and the world a more dangerous place. Mr. President, America is great, but weakness is dangerous. It's time to change course and restore a strong America. Learn more at cv4a.org. Fred Duval started out with a job in government. Then Duval used his connections to make money as a lobbyist. Then he got a job in government. Then he got a job as a lobbyist. Now he wants a job in government as Arizona's governor. But would Fred Duval look out for Arizona or just his next lobbying job? With Duval, you never know which side he'll land on. But one thing's for sure. Fred Duval's not right for Arizona. Fred Duval started out with a job in government. Then Duval used his connections to make money as a lobbyist. Then he got a job in government. Then he got a job as a lobbyist. Now he wants a job in government as Arizona's governor. But would Fred Duval look out for Arizona or just his next lobbying job? With Duval, you never know which side he'll land on. But one thing's for sure. Fred Duval's not right for Arizona.